What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Day Trading Podcast. If you haven't already done so, make sure to hit the follow button if you're listening on Spotify. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, make sure to hit the subscribe button right now. All right. So in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about how to build a watch list and pretty much how do you find stocks to trade. And I'm also going to be doing a recap over my trade today. So you need a game plan to execute any trade. And in order to do that, we must build a watch list before the market even opens. There's thousands of traders out there preparing before the market opens, and we must do the same, and we must be more prepared than they are. So the market opens at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time, and I usually start building my watch list about 15 minutes to 20 minutes before the market opens, so around 9 to 9:15 a.m. Eastern Time. So there's thousands of stocks listed on the NASDAQ and the NYSE. So now you might be wondering, how exactly do you find those stocks to trade when there's thousands of stocks out there? So what I do is that I use customized stock scanners that allow me to narrow down the number of stocks I'm watching based on the criteria that I've set. And there's many free stock scanners out there, but the higher end ones require a subscription, such as Trade Ideas. And personally, I use Trade Ideas scanners, and it's one of the higher end scanners, and it's used by most day traders actually. And I would highly suggest it because the free scanners, a lot of them lack many of the features that that Trade Ideas has. And most of them have, well, not most of them, actually all of them pretty much have delayed data. So you're not getting real-time data and you're missing out a lot pretty much. You're not getting the information that you need. So as I said, when I'm building my watch list, I have a specific customized scanner that searches for stocks gapping up with specific filters based on my criteria, such as the float size, the price, and the volume. And then once my scanner, my gap up scanner actually, displays all the stocks that meet these criteria that I've set, then I'll go through each stock and further narrow it down myself. And I do that by looking through things like the volume, the pre-market price action, the daily chart to look for past performance, and any catalyst such as news or why it's gapping up. There has to be a reason why, and I want to know why it's gapping up. So overall, I have my five criteria plan, and I'm going to break down each thing that I look for. So first, I'll look at the price of the stock. Now, personally, I like to trade stocks that are between $2 and $10. I find anything that's below $2 to be pretty much kind of hard to trade because of the small range. So let's say with a $4 stock, it could easily move from $4 to $4.50. But with a dollar stock, you're a lot less likely to see it go from a dollar to like $2. And also, because the price is so low, you usually find these stocks to be a lot more choppy and the circuit breaker halts are easily activated. So if it keeps halting, it could create some frustration and some choppy price action. So it's best to avoid the cheaply priced stocks. And I also prefer to stay away from anything that's over $10, but I would still consider it. It's not a strict rule. I just prefer not to trade them. And that's because a lot of them have larger spreads, so the price difference between the bid and the ask is large. So let's say we have a $12 stock, and on the bid, the best bidder is, let's say, $12.10. And then on the ask, you have $12.30, a seller at $12.30. So automatically, if you buy on the ask, once you enter that trade, you're already down 20 cents per share. So you need to trade stocks that do not have a large spread and that actually have a tight spread. So you want the difference to be, you know, between 1 to 5 cents. And for that reason, I typically tend to avoid higher priced stocks. Now, it's not always like that with higher priced stocks, because if I do see a stock with a higher priced stock with a tight spread and with lots of volume coming in and it looks good based on the five criteria plan, then I'll make sure to look more into it and I might take a trade on it. So the next thing that I look at from the five criteria plan is the stock float. And the stock float is the number of shares that are available to the public. So this is the actual number of shares that could be traded by the public. So these are shares that me and you can trade. And this number does not include shares that are held by the owner, insiders in the company, any employees, or major long-term investors pretty much. And what I look for is low float stocks specifically. This is pretty much based on the concept of supply and demand. Because if you have a stock with a low float, then it essentially has a small supply. And if you have a small supply, demand that pours in, then you're going to have an imbalance. And that imbalance is going to cause the stock price to rise very rapidly. And this creates volatility. And volatility means opportunity. And I will use this volatility to my advantage to capitalize with my strategies and low risk setups. So, what exactly is a low float? I consider anything under 10 million shares to be a low float, and anything that I see that has a float of less than 3 million, then that's a very small float. Okay, so after I look at the float, now I'm going to move on to the next criteria, and that's the volume during the pre-market hours. As momentum traders, we need volume. Liquidity is the most important thing whenever you're looking for a trade. If there's no volume, then you're going to have difficulty getting into the trade and out of the trade, and there's no reason to be in a trade that doesn't even have volume. Why would you trade something that nobody else is trading? So that's a very important component, is the volume. And that's what we're going to look for during the pre-market hours to see what people are watching and what people are interested in. So I would look for stocks that have at least 25,000 shares traded during the pre-market hours, and anything over several million shares would be a little too much. And the reason for that is if you have a stock that's traded over several million shares during pre-market hours, then that stock is pretty much trading like it's trading during regular hours. That stock's pretty much already trading normally. So the move has already happened. People are actively trading this during pre-market hours. It's most likely going to be choppy, or it's going to fade off once the market opens. So it's best to put stocks with a high volume during pre-market hours on the back burner side and prioritize another stock that looks better. So the next thing that I look at is the daily chart. I want to see what this stock has done in the past. Is it a former runner? Has it made big moves in the past? Does it have large range? All this information comes from the daily chart. Also, I want to map up any windows or triggers on the daily chart so I know where the support and resistance lines are and how the intraday chart can react to those daily support and resistance lines. I also look at the daily chart to see if there's any indication of any bag holders that are in the stock, because usually if you have bag holders in a stock, once the stock gaps up or pops up, these bag holders are going to sell their shares. Bag holders are pretty much people that bought at the top at one point in time, whenever the stock made a big move, and they held it and they lost money over time, but they never sold their shares. They're pretty much kept holding the bag. And now they're looking for any sort of pop so that they can get out of their positions for a smaller loss. And usually, when you have an accumulation of these bag holders, they're going to drive the stock price down. So you want to make sure that you know if there's any bag holders in the stock. So that's all the information that you can get from the daily chart. Next, I'll finally look at the catalyst. I want to understand why that this stock is gapping up. What's the news about? If there's no news, then something sketchy might be going on, and I'd rather avoid or sit on the sidelines and watch what happens first. So now I'm going to do a quick recap about my trades today. I'm going to talk about how I built the watch list from today's trades. So at around 9:15 a.m. today, I started building my watch list, and today was actually a slow day, and that's pretty normal for Fridays. Fridays are usually pretty slow. So there was a bunch of stocks on the scanners as usual, and now we have to go through and narrow them out. So I went through and looked for stocks with small floats, and there were several, such as BGI, CGIX, ANVS, CEI, EVSI, SAEX, and a few others. Now to narrow it down, I went back and I looked at the price. Now, BGI had a price of 83 cents. We don't trade that. Scratch it right out. CGIX has only 12 shares of volume. Scratch it out. ANVS, only 100 shares of volume. Scratch it out. CEI, it's $1.71. It's a little lower priced, but it has a float of 5 million shares. That's a really low float. So we'll keep that one on watch for now. EVSI, again, there's no volume. There's one share of volume. SAEX. It's very low priced, 20,000 shares of volume. Not really. It's also been popping up for the past few days, hasn't really done much, so scratch that one out. And then we had PLIN, $2.29. It has a float of 9 million shares and it has 300,000 shares of volume. That one looks interesting. And it also had a gap of 24%. So far we had PLIN and CEI that we were watching. So CEI had a price of $1.71. It was gapping up 24%. It had a float of 5 million shares, which is pretty low, and it had almost 300,000 shares of volume traded during pre-market hours. So that meets almost all of our criteria. The only thing is that it was a little bit lower priced, so I did not like that. And then the other stock we had on watch was PLIN, which is $2.29, gapping up 25% with a 9 million share float and a little bit over 300,000 shares of volume. So now I just narrowed down my watch list to only 2 stocks. And usually we have more stocks on the watch list, but today was a Friday and a pretty slow day, so we only had 2. So after I did that, I looked at the pre-market charts for both stocks and I looked at the daily charts. Daily charts were okay. I mapped out all the windows and triggers on the daily charts. And these were the 2 stocks that I was watching for the day. So at market open, LK hit my high of day Momo scanner. So I quickly switched to that stock because I remember it from the prior day. Yesterday, that stock had gapped down 80% and had a dead cat bounce. And it made a really big move. It had a lot of range on the dead cat bounce. So I was pretty interested when I saw it today. So LK was squeezing up and I waited for my washout long setup. And as soon as it dumped, I was watching the level 2 and the time and sales very closely. And once it washed out, I got in and I sold it into the quick pop. And that was it for the day. Within 1 minute of market open, I was already done trade. And actually, I even messed up the trade. I accidentally fat fingered my hotkey. And as soon as I got in, I accidentally hit my other hotkey and I sold half of my position immediately for break even on accident. So I only made money on the other half. So that was pretty frustrating. And it was already a slow day. So I didn't really want to trade, but I decided to watch and maybe take a trade if I find something that is really good setup. And actually, CEI made a move. It started squeezing up and it squeezed into circuit breaker halt. Usually I would buy the circuit breaker halt resumption on this type of stock that was trading like this, but in this case I thought it was a Friday and CEI was a little bit lower priced, so I thought I would just take my profits and leave, so I didn't take the trade, but it actually did end up popping up a little bit more after the halt resumption. So that was my one trade for the day today on LK, and that was how I built my watch list for today. And I hope you learned something. Make sure to hit the follow or subscribe button if you haven't already done so, and thank you so much.